Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Greg Malivi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Hughes. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Liz Funk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Watson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Huey Wise. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Koenig. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Koenig. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hughes. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Whatwood moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball four. Jolly moves to second. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi takes first base on ball four. Jolly moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Clancy moves to third. Malivi moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Malivi scores. Calm moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Calm scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hughes for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Frank Doljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doljak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Whatwood moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Hughes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi misplays the ball. That's an error on Malivi. Johnny Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Huey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malivi hits a pop-up towards short. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise fires to first and picks off Com. 2 outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Faber is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Wise and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Daljak strikes out. There goes McManus. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Johnny Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson bunts towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Huey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Watson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill now playing right field. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fothergill. Koenig moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Tom Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Faber for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-2 in the game. Daljak hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Funk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Watson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to third. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malivi strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Fothergill scores. Clancy goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Koenig covering. Safe. Com scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Huey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-2 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig strikes out. Two outs. Tom Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. John Stone pinch hits for Marty McManus. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Koenig now playing third base. Tommy Bridges now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges juggles the ball. That's an error on Bridges. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-3 in the game. Daljak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Funk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Funk steals second. Johnny Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Watson reaches second base with a double. Funk scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Huey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-3 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Watson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mulivy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Krause hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.